Sister Annie thinks I'm a science project. But you know something? I guess I'm not so average anymore.
Hey, everybody. Welcome once again to The Secret World of Cal and Jack, in which Cal and Jack watch Alex Mack. I'm Jack, and joining me, as always, he's the president of the Alex Mack fan club. It's Callan.
Don't push me or I'll push the big red button.
What?
I'm the president.
All right. President Cal, democratically elected.
Yeah. Recount the votes.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be reinstated any day now.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my Twitter authentication to be reinstated.
Thanks for joining us here on The Secret World of Cal and Jack, in which Cal and Jack watch Alex Mack. We just watched episode 6 of season 3 of The Secret World of Alex Mack. And look, get excited, people, because this was a good one.
It was a good one.
This was an absolute doozy. And we'll get into a few more details after we've kicked off with one of these.
What do you got?
So this Mac fact comes to us once again from The Secret Return of Alex Mack, the 1.1 million word, 235 chapter fanfic that we've been...
I like how loyal you are to your sources.
Well, there's just like, now that we've moved on from Mac facts,
amount of Alex Mack facts in the world.
Yeah. Now, once you've moved on from things needing to be facts, or really Mac at all,
the world is your oyster.
Yeah, and this is being so long and involved. This is a never-ending well of content for me to draw from. Mm-hmm, so, so I'm sticking with it. And I'm up to skimming through chapter 3 of this story, as I do each week. And this chapter has actually, I was going to read this anyway, but having watched this episode, it has a bit of relevance to the episode we've watched today. Like I said, I've been reading out these portions of the story, and we've been doing a bit of speculating as to you know, what this means, because this story is set after the end of the Alex Mack TV series. So there's a few mentions of things that happened that in this story that lead us to speculate about what could happen throughout the story. Mm. And this one sort of relates to something of a turning point we've seen in the episode today, which we'll get to soon. But the section I want to read goes thusly. Alex shrugged. Well, it looked like Libby. Maybe superhero girl has shapeshifter powers and she can just look like whoever she wants. Kelly said, or maybe there's something big in it for Libby to get her to do it, like payoffs from the government. We should look into that. Alex said, okay, but we ought to keep it a secret because we wouldn't want bad guys trying to kidnap her mom or anything. Kelly said, and if the whole school knew, she'd get a lot of votes for homecoming queen just from being a superhero. Alex said, there's your slogan. Vote for Kelly because nobody wants Libby, unless that sounds too mean. Kelly acted like she was really considering it. Alex added, I can get Lewis to run the campaign for you if you want. Kelly said, I was thinking about Scott. He's sleazy enough. Oh, right. Scott the jerkhead? In junior high, Scott had treated Alex like garbage when she was dying for him to take her out on a date. Then Kelly had dated him for like 6 months before he dumped her for a skanky blonde, Mickey Wallace, who, like 4 months after that, dumped him for the star of the football team, who finally dumped her and was now asking Libby out, even though Libby wouldn't date him before he started being the star of the high school team. Man, high school was almost as bad as junior high.
Hmm. Are we supposed to know who Libby is?
No, I don't know who Libby is.
Okay,
maybe
good.
Libby turns up later. But we know who Alex is, we know who Kelly is, and we certainly know who Scott is.
Yeah, okay. So how much of that happened IRL and how much of it happened in the show?
Well, I don't know.
IRL. How much was this was based on the actual events of Alex Mack and how much was the dramatization that we've been watching?
I think, I guess what we saw in the episode today was Scott being recognized as kind of the jerk, the jerk that he is, that we've always kind of suspected Scott of having, being a little bit two-faced. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if the events of this episode, I wonder if they're going to extend on a bit and Scott's going to be more of a jerk as things go on. Or if this is the jerkhead moment that this Mac fact refers to.
Yeah, I guess there's only one way to find out.
Mm.
I don't know what it is.
is it keep watching Alex Mack forever until we die?
I think so. I think that's right.
Well, that does bring us to this episode of The Secret World of Alex Mack that we watched today. Episode 6 of season 3, titled Images.
Mm.
Like we said, this episode does center largely around Alex's relationship with Scott, the sexy boy in the year level above her, who she has always had a crush on. And it turns out that Alex needs to join the yearbook team, the yearbook staff, for extra credit points because she's failing something.
Mm.
So she goes and signs up, and she gets assigned to the role of a photographer, one of the photographers. And even though she's never really used a camera or had any experience taking photos before, she gets assigned a photographer. So she sort of accepts the job, and she waits to find out what section of the yearbook she's being assigned to. And she comes back the next day to see the assignments posted up on the board, and her name is under, what was it, extracurricular activities? I know, something boring. But then she sees that Hot Scott has been assigned to sports teams. So Alex, being a bit sneaky, she uses her powers to flip over the name card, switch them around, so that now she's doing sports teams with Scott, and Kelly gets shafted to taking photos for whatever boring thing Alex was going to do. So Alex goes off with Hot Scott to take photos of the basketball team. Meanwhile,
Scott is not the only sexy boy in this story. That's right, George Mack is in it too. And he's made some promises.
George Mack's mouth is writing checks that his body can't cash.
Yeah, that's right. So Lewis Driscoll, his grades are also in
the toilet.
In the toilet. And Lewis Driscoll, for those who aren't keeping up with all the characters, is the kind of obnoxious sandal-wearing pale redhead, like the non-Robin kind of negative guy that moved into state and no one really likes him because of his personality.
Yeah.
So he needs to get tutored, and George Mack has volunteered Annie Mack to be his algebra tutor because Lewis's dad, Big Lou, of Big Lou's Electronics, or the wholesale electronics place, has promised that they'll get a good rate on a new computer if she does it. So she's initially refusing, and then she decides that she'll take it on for a couple sessions so she can get this sweet new laptop. And as they're walking off to go study for the first time, I remark to you, Jack, oh, I think that Lewis and Annie would make a good couple. But I didn't think that the show would go in that direction. I didn't think that the show would basically start doing like what a fan fiction would do, which is just like pairing up different people in the show and having them like, you know, fall for each other.
Yeah.
But it's exactly the direction that it went in, and I was very excited about it.
I'm just flicking through this the Secret Return of Alex Mack fanfic, and I've gotten to chapter 35 here, and there's a very graphic scene with Lewis and Annie in it. So.
Oh my God, really?
No.
I was going to say, I'd have to flip over to chapter 35 after this. So Lewis realizes that he has undying love for Annie Mack, and he confides in Ray about this love, and then is trying to figure out, you know, what he should do, whether he should tell Annie. Meanwhile,
back to story A. Scott and Alex go out to take photos of the basketball team. Well, so Alex is taking photos and Scott is writing the story, and Alex starts out just taking a boring photo of the team standing there, but then she's like, this is a bit of a drag. You guys just play basketball and I'll take photos. And so she starts getting some really dynamic shots of the team. You know, she's lying on the ground under the hoop, and she's getting close-ups of jump shots. And there's one photo she's taken from above the ring.
Yeah.
Somehow she's gotten up there somehow and taken that photo.
I love this because every time they're like cutting between shots of her standing on the sidelines taking photos of the team, and then it'll cut to like the black and white kind of like high shutter speed version of the team playing, and she's always standing at the same position, but all of the angles that her photos are at are very difficult. Like some of them are crane shots, some of them are like underneath people, and there's this one at the end that is like hovering above the hoop. I'm just like, how is she getting this great photography?
for while she's lying on the ground.
It's great. And then the last thing ends with like a freeze frame of her. Yeah. So it's like, is there another photographer on the grassy knoll? What's going on here?
So she takes all these photos and her and Scott return to the yearbook office where they head in, much to Kelly, Scott's girlfriend, much to her annoyance, they head into the dark and kind of romantic dark room to develop the photos, and we'll watch and see if anything else develops.
Yeah,
Callum. So they go in and develop these photos, and Scott asks Alex out on a date to the movies in a couple of days.
Oh my god!
I know.
2 years in the making.
Yeah. So it seems like it's finally happening. So Alex is love struck and she says yes and she's all excited and goes off. And the next day they go back to see Alex's photos that have developed or dried. You know, back in the day how it took ages to develop a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back and look at all the photos and Scott's a bit more hesitant about the photos. He's sort of like, oh yeah, they're really interesting. They're quite unusual. Hey, can I borrow your camera overnight?
Mm.
And Alex is still smitten, so she says, "Yeah, sure." And in the meantime, she's showing her photos to the teacher who runs the yearbook and her mom, and everyone loves the photos. But we find out that Scott didn't actually like the photos, and he's gone out and taken his own and thrown all of hers in the garbage. And the layout of the yearbook is going to be his photo, his boring photos.
He puts big crosses over all her photos and writes, gross photos, yuck.
These are bad photos.
No talent.
What a hack. It's more like Alex Hack.
Meanwhile, Lewis decides that he's going to be pretty forthright, which I guess Lewis always is. That's maybe one of his strengths, maybe one of his weaknesses. You be the judge.
Mm.
And he goes to another tutoring lesson with Annie and pretty point blank tells her, look, Annie, I got something to tell you. I love you. I've always loved you.
Since yesterday,
I think we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. What do you reckon? And Annie initially thinks that it's a prank, but then realizes that Lewis is scarily serious about it. She is kind of stressing out a bit about it. Lewis decides to leave and give her some time to think. And so Lewis goes back to school the next day and gets some advice from Robin and Nicole. Which is a pretty funny scene, actually. He's asking, you know, how do you speak to girls? What does it all mean? And he's getting conflicting advice. Robin basically tells him that anytime a girl says something, use the logic of it means exactly the opposite of what she's saying. Lewis goes, yep, that makes a lot of sense to me.
I like that. I like that.
Meanwhile, Nicole is saying that it's not true. No means no, basically.
No means no. I hate your guts means I hate your guts.
And so with this in mind, Lewis goes back to check in on Annie, see how things are going. You know, very funny but pretty problematic scene where he, you know, says how much he loves her. She pretty definitively explains that she's not interested, but every time she does, it zooms into Lewis's face and then this kind of pink lighting starts and you see the inner versions of what she's saying pop up in Lewis's head. And she's saying things like, I've always loved you, Lewis. You're a beautiful baby boy. I just want to cradle you in my arms.
I love your sexy sandals and socks ensemble.
One day you'll be Big Lou and I'll be Big Annie. And so it's kind of playing out where, I don't know, like it's lucky that he's only 12 years old or whatever, because that was a recipe for disaster. Yeah,
like you say, watching this in 2021, extremely problematic but very entertaining.
Very funny. And he's just like, lucky that you know that the show is doing it in good faith and nothing is going to happen because, you know, I don't know if you ever saw that Netflix show, You, which was about this like weird stalker guy. But it was reminding me a little bit of that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But then ultimately, Lewis's version of Annie in his head is coming on too strong for him, and he decides, actually, maybe Ray was right that I shouldn't waste my youth on an older woman. And he basically terminates the relationship before it even starts, then does give Annie a non-consensual kiss,
yeah,
which, you know, played for laughs. It was funny, but also like...
Also acknowledging the issues with that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I got to say, I really like the idea of Annie and Lewis as a couple. I actually think it's really good, and I'm a little bit sad that it didn't go anywhere, but it was still very, very entertaining.
It's extremely entertaining. And the resolution of the other story is that Alex confronts Scott for not using her photos and lying to her about liking them in the first place. And she kind of realizes that he's actually kind of a jerk,
yeah,
and didn't have the guts to be honest with her.
And I think all of the stuff that she thought was nice about him was actually him just like not being straight and saying what actually, and he tries to blame the teacher on why he didn't pick the photos, but actually the teacher really liked it. So he is being a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall. So that's what I think, this might be the beginning of where Scott the jerkhead comes in. And, you know, yeah, he like asked her out on a date and everything, but he won't break up with Kelly.
Yeah.
But he's still dating Kelly and he's kind of a two-timer. So yeah, I suspect this spells the beginning of the end of her infatuation with Scott.
Which is interesting, because I think when it became clear that this episode was a Scott episode, I was kind of feeling like, oh, I thought we kind of dropped that. We haven't seen a Scott episode for a while.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they kind of decided, look, we kind of can't just keep this same thing going forever. Maybe we can get a little bit of drama in ending it. And I think that's when these episodes are good, is when like it's not all just returning exactly to the status quo. Something actually happened. It was, because every other Scott episode is like she nearly gets close to Scott, there's some issue with Kelly, and then it kind of just ends where nothing really happens.
But Scott will say something then like, I think you're really cool, Alex.
Yeah,
or he'll like notice her cool hat or something.
Yeah, and then she'll just froth over that and that'll kind of keep her going for a while.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, what it also, and I think we've talked about this a little bit as well, is like the side characters are so much more fun in this show than the main characters.
And it's so good.
The episodes with B plots are so much better because, one, they don't feel so overlong because there's like, you know, multiple stuff happening and there's variety, and also they generally give the show a bit more license to do weird pairings of characters that it doesn't always do. When I found out that Lewis and Annie were going to be paired, I was like, ooh, I haven't been this delighted since Dave and Robin got paired for that one episode.
Yeah, and I think it helps that especially particularly the friends Lewis and Robin and Nicole are such good actors.
They are much, much better child actors than Ray or Alex.
And I guess maybe it's just because they get given more to do as well, and their storylines tend to be a bit more fun.
They have more, like, I guess, quirky characters. Like, each of them have a bit. Like, Robin is, like, really, really negative and anxious. Lewis is kind of a privileged white boy.
Lewis has his personality.
Yeah, his endearing personality. And then Nicole is kind of a young activist, very socially minded.
Yeah.
Which are all much more three-dimensional characters than
guy who puts his arm around people.
Yeah, and person who is infatuated with hot Scott.
Just like, just person.
Person with powers.
Yeah.
Who wears hats.
Did you notice when Annie, the first time Annie is tutoring Lewis before he realizes that he's in love with her, he's kind of like, he just lets himself into the Max house and comes on in, sits down, is like, right, tutor me, it's happening, let's do it. And he's kind of annoyed about it. And she starts to teach him algebra and he's like, oh, algebra, I'm never going to need to use this out of school. Why do I have to learn it?
Yeah.
And Annie's response to that was, no, you need algebra. You know, you'll need it to pass, you know, biology and chemistry and physics, you know, school subjects.
Yeah. Yeah, I did notice that. I think that's because she's also in school still, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So her experience only extends to like the 1 or 2 years like above him that she is at school.
Yeah.
Hey, so I am moving house soon, so I'm packing up a lot of my stuff.
Mm.
And I was going through a box of stuff the other day, and I found my Year 12 yearbook.
Oh, wow.
Which was, it wasn't exactly, I think an American yearbook is more like, well, like in this one, there's a page about the basketball team, which has the team photo and all that, and then maybe they talk about their record for the year and who was a good player and everything. Our yearbook was made of just everyone just had a page where you could just design it however you wanted.
Oh, that's cool.
And they'd all just get put together like in alphabetical. Actually, I think they were in reverse alphabetical order.
Ah, yeah. Just Beverly. To give Zooey Zoolander
Zoolander
a chance to be first for a change.
Yeah. And so everyone had a page. So I was flicking through it and it was pretty, like, it was quite funny going through like a bit of a nostalgia trip.
Mm.
Like a lot of people who I'd forgotten because I've been out of school for going on 16 years.
Mm.
But there are people I do remember and interesting people putting in interesting like little stories or just things that I remember or, you know, their favorite teacher is someone I haven't thought of for a really long time. Brought back a lot of memories. But, you know, it's like sometimes you come across something like this and you realize you hadn't given, there was someone who you hadn't given credit for like I found someone who was really ahead of their time comedy-wise. There was this guy at school, Luke, who I was kind of friends with but didn't know that well. And I bumped into him a couple of years ago at an event and chatted to him for a while. I'm like, oh yeah, what a nice guy. I remember this guy. I know he was always a nice guy at school, but his, you know, do you remember doing exams at school or even like professional documents and stuff? Sometimes there's a page that just says this page intentionally left blank.
Mm-hmm.
He did that for his yearbook page. And at the time, like I probably wouldn't have gotten it, but looking at it now, I'm like, wow, that's a really terrific joke. And I think I'm gonna like track him down on Facebook and send him a message about how funny I think his dad was.
Took me 16 years to get it, but it was good. It was worth it.
It's really paying off now.
Yeah.
And I found my page and it was just pictures of Hot Scott with love hearts all around it.
Mm, makes sense. Yeah, he was hot. Yeah. Still is, probably.
Still remains hot. He has a grey streak in his hair. He was in the Alex Mack reunion I watched.
Does he look good still? Or did he like...
He still looks a lot like Hot Scott.
I think like, you know, dad bod, but like not in a not in a John Hamm way, like in a ham sandwich way.
Yeah. hey, you know what word shares 2/3 of the letters as ham?
She doesn't have a cat. Her mom's name isn't Pat, but she always, well, almost
always wears a hat. Alex Mack wears a hat. How about that? Look, really quick hat chat today. She wears 3 beanies, a brown one, a striped black and grey one, and a red one. Just wanted to knock that over quickly. None of them pertain particularly heavily to the story. We just need to get that segment out of the way so I can talk more about how much I liked this episode of Alex Mack.
Yeah, it was a good episode, wasn't it?
It was a really good episode. And there was a great bit at the end where Alex has just gone and told off Scott. Lewis has broken up with Annie. And Alex and Annie are walking by the lake. And then Ray, Lewis, Robin, and Nicole turn up.
Mm.
They get Alex to take a photo of them all together. And Alex goes, go on, Annie, get in the group. And Annie goes, okay. And she goes to stand next to Lewis. And Lewis like darts off to the other end of the group so him and Annie don't have to stand next to each other.
Yeah. Yep. It was nice. Yeah, and then she gets them to all say, instead of cheese, Alex is awesome, which I think is just such a power move.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. I had a great time with Alex today.
I think this show has got a bit of an identity crisis sometimes where like it doesn't know if it wants to be the kind of like, you know, Boy Meets World, Degrassi Junior High, teen high school drama, or if it wants to be the like girl with superpowers running away from the chemical plant thing. Mm. And I know that you can't just be the girl with superpowers chemical plant thing without doing the school stuff, because it is I mean, it's kind of like Spider-Man or whatever. It's like, how do you fit the powers in with your regular life? But I think, you know, I think maybe initially I was kind of like, I'm not so interested in these like just plain non-power episodes. But the more that it goes on and the more that I appreciate, especially the like ancillary children characters, the more I'm just like, maybe I don't care about her having superpowers. Like, they're not that cool and she never does anything interesting with them. Yeah. So like,
And she's never going to get caught.
Yeah. So like, yeah, exactly. That, I guess it goes to that status quo thing where it's like, every time there's a Vince episode, you know that something's going to happen in the end and he's not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no drama in it, but like, you know, something could happen between Lewis Driscoll and Annie Mac. Like maybe Annie Mac gets pregnant.
Maybe. We'll see. Well, I think if you remember back to an earlier episode in this series, I think I mentioned as a Mac fact that the first six episodes of this season, season three, were produced for season two.
Mm-hmm.
So what we just watched could have been originally a season finale.
Ah, yeah.
So
that makes sense. Maybe they don't renew Scott for the next season.
Yeah, maybe that's the end of Scott. And he's older, so maybe he's going to graduate from school or something and not be around anymore.
It's kind of hard to tell who's in what year because it's however many seasons it's been now. And Annie's still in school, and I feel like she's been 16 the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you know those school shows where they just like kind of
they're just the age.
Sometimes they're in classes together, sometimes they're not. Like,
yeah.
Because sometimes she's in classes with Hot Scott. Like she was in shop class with him one episode.
She was too, yeah. Maybe they're in the same year, but because I know she's gone. She went, there was episodes where she was like going off to college and stuff as well.
Yeah. Or she was doing maybe like a pre-college. Whatever. Yeah.
Some sort of genius course.
Mm. But how many seasons of this are there? Four.
There's four.
Yeah.
And we're in the, so now we're next, as of next episode, we'll be officially in the third season. So I wonder if there'll be a bit of a shift more towards, you know, maybe they get there. They're actually, Alex and her friends are actually getting older. So maybe their storylines will get more interesting.
Yeah.
And possibly.
What age do you graduate high school in America?
I think it's the same as here. I think it's 17 or 18 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm just wondering if you do the maths, if Annie Mac is 16 in this year, I'm wondering if she graduates before the end of the show.
Right, and she can just f*** off to college and we don't have to see her anymore?
It's probably going to be like the final episode is her going to college and then being like, oh, even though you were a wet sock, you're still my favorite sister.
You were my wet sock.
You don't have to marry Lewis.
No matter what Lewis says.
His dad says that if he wants to inherit Big Lou's, he's got to tie the knot.
And I have read, I think, on the Wikipedia page or in IMDb or trivia or something in my constant hunt for Mac facts, I think they do mention that the series does get a bit more darker and serious in tone as the seasons go on. And I think there's a shift in the US. I think there's you go to junior high before you go to high school.
Are they not in junior high?
They're in junior high, yeah. So I just wonder if, you know, maybe if next
they'll go to high school.
Next season is in high school, maybe there'll be a shift there in tone. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would like for the episodes to lean into that side more because I feel like they have mined all of the stuff out of, you know, Alex Mack having powers in this situation. Although in saying that, I do still like, you know, Alex Mack powers plus tennis.
And she didn't even do Alex Mack powers plus photography.
Yeah, I was expecting her to kind of like, you know, make the ball hover in a interesting way to get the shot she wanted. Yeah. Or
it's funny how when we were watching it and she took that photo from above the basketball ring and we were both like, how is she taking that photo when she can take that photo? She's probably the only person in the world who can take that photo without any like cranes or other equipment.
Yeah.
But it just kind of didn't cross my mind that she would do something like that.
Well, she wouldn't be doing that while everyone's watching. Come on.
No, you're
and,
right.
And
you're
for a show that was so power light, it did have like quite a dynamic power use shot when she kind of used her powers to swap the names of who was doing what that were all on index cards that were pinned to a wall, and they hovered towards the camera in what I imagine must have originally been shot for 3D because it comes right up to the camera. I was reaching out kind of going, whoa, is that, is that there? It looked like real. Oh, my God. It's very exciting.
We live in the future.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure glad I bought this 3D TV 8 years ago for $20,000. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of The Secret World of Callan Jack, in which Callan Jack watch. Alex Mack, Callan, have you had a good time?
I had a really good time.
I've had a better time with Alex Mack today than I've had for a while.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, come on, do we have to watch this show? And then sometimes I'm like, oh, thank God.
Thank God we watched this show today.
We watched this show. It's my favorite show.
Yeah. And exciting stuff. Next week, we're coming back with episode 7 of season 3, and that episode, Callan, is called Big Ray.
Oh my God, is it really?
It is.
Oh wait, Big Ray. I thought it was going to be
Big Lou.
Big Lou. And I did just want to mention that, like, I don't think we've met Lewis's parents, have we?
No.
I really want to meet Big Lou now. I really want to see an episode.
I want Big Lou to be an exact copy of Lewis Driscoll, but old and big.
Yeah, I'm like imagining like a big, balding but pale redhead guy who's kind of like a fast talker salesman.
I'm envisioning John Candy.
Yeah. Like a John Candy, but like less charismatic. Like a bit annoying, and he's like constantly got mustard stains on his on his sports jacket. That kind of vibe.
A real used car salesman type.
Yeah, but down at the Big Lou's discount electronics store.
Yeah.
I hope that happens.
Well, fingers crossed. We've got a lot of episodes to get through before the season finale, so we'll see if we meet Big Lou in person. But until then, you can email us on secretworldpod@gmail.com. Let us know what you've been up to. Dick pics. Haven't asked for a dick pic for a while, so send those through.
We give you consent.
Until next time, I've been Jack.
I've been Cal.
My best friend Ray thinks it's cool.
And my sister Annie would make a really good couple with Lewis, I think.
I think so. Maybe Big Lou. Maybe she falls in love with Big Lou and there's some sort of like...
Oh, man. What a love triangle that would be.
Imagine that. Oh, we can only hope. We'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.